Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Out to Canaan by Jan Caron, narrated by John McDonough. This work, copyrighted 1997 by Jan Caron, is recorded by arrangement with Viking Penguin. This recording is copyrighted 1997 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Can change be coming to Mitford? The buzz on the street says yes. Change is coming to the buildings, to the businesses, to the town's leadership. Change is coming to the people as well. And now, out to Canaan.
Chapter 1. A Tea and a Half. The indoor plants were among the first to venture outside and breathe the fresh, cold air of Mitford's early spring. Eager for a dapple of sunlight, starved for the revival of mountain breezes, dozens of begonias and ferns, Easter lilies and wandering Jews were set out, pot-bound and listless, on porches throughout the village. As the temperature soared into the low 50s, Winnie Ivy thumped 3 begonias, a sullen gloxinia, and a Boston fern onto the back steps of the house on Lilac Road where she was now living. Remembering the shamrock, which was covered with aphids, she fetched it from the kitchen and set it on the railing. "There," she said, collecting a lungful of the sharp, pure air. "That ought to fix the lot of you." When she opened the back door the following morning, she was stricken at the sight. The carefully wintered plants had been turned to mud.